Hello, everybody. Week 10 of the NFL season is coming up fast, and this is the Week 10 edition of the Triple F podcast, Far From Fantasy. My name is Patrick Caldwell, and I want to talk to you guys about Week 10 waiver wire pickups. Guys, I think could really help out your team if you're looking for a bye week fill-in, or if you're looking for a guy that could potentially ride your bench the rest of the year, or potentially slot in at your flex or one of your other spots if you really need them to because of an injury or something. So let me just jump right into it. At quarterback, one guy you could really consider is Josh McCown for the Jets. The news just came out that Sam Darnold with a foot sprain will be out versus Buffalo and likely through week 12 against New England, which follows their week 11 bye. So you could really consider picking up Josh McCown, considering that he's had experience in the Jets offense in the past, and they just got back Quincy Enunwa and Robbie Anderson last week. Buffalo has been struggling of late. Their defense has been pretty solid some weeks, but I think Josh McCown could do something and could be worth, you know, a punt play, especially if you're in like a two quarterback league. You could do worse. I think Josh McCown could help. He would definitely be short term, depending on the severity of Sam Darnold's injury. But Josh McCown is definitely a possibility for Week 10. At running back, I know it was one game, but you have to give Duke Johnson Jr. from Cleveland a lot of credit. That game against KC, he caught 9 passes, 2 of them for touchdowns, and it looks like following the coaching purge that happened in Cleveland, that he's definitely become more of a part of the offensive plan. So I think that Duke Johnson Jr. could definitely provide RB2 value throughout the rest of the season, especially considering that some of the matchups are pretty favorable to running backs, especially running backs that are valuable out of the backfield. If you're in a PPR league and you need running back help, go get Duke Johnson Jr. now. I don't think that he'll be as prominent. He probably won't get 2 touchdowns every week, but it's a good sign to see that Mayfield was able to connect with Duke Johnson so well throughout that game, because Kansas City has a pretty good pass rush. They've gotten some pretty good pressure on quarterbacks the last 5 weeks or so. Dee Ford was just recently named one of he was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month back in October. And so, with good reason, that Kansas City defense has been better since their bad start. And yet, Duke Johnson was able to put that up. So, he's worth consideration, definitely. I've got 2 wide receivers. The first one is a definite. Second one's an iffy one, but we'll see. So, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. It's kind of a mouthful to say, but He's definitely established himself in Green Bay as the WR2 behind Davante Adams ever since Geronimo Allison with his groin injury went on IR. And Randall Cobb over the past 2 games has only caught 9 passes for 64 yards. So something to consider. Valdez-Scantling had a lot of yards in his limited looks against the Patriots this past week, their 31-17 loss to the Patriots. And when you consider the fact that he's been doing a lot with little, the quarterback that he has throwing to him and Aaron Rodgers, the fact that he has a 4.37 40-yard dash, and his overall ability to gain separation and his athleticism, I think he's definitely worth picking up. He's basically Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb put together, in my opinion. When you watch this kid play, he's definitely got a lot of potential, and I don't think it's just waiver wire hype. I think that there's some real talent with MVS. He's definitely worth picking up. I think he'll be a great asset to the Green Bay Packers for a long time, so go pick him up if he's available. I'm talking right now. You need a wide receiver, go get him. This other option, it's a bit of an iffy one, but we all know that Dez Bryant just got signed by the New Orleans Saints. So, with that in mind, you really need somebody badly and no one else has picked him up, I mean, why not, right? Worst case scenario, he's not used that much and you basically picked him up for nothing. But he could end up being a big help. You never know. I don't think he'll be a huge asset to you this week. They are facing the Bengals, which are a bad pass defense. However, he is just coming onto the team and having to learn the playbook. It's a bit of an iffy play. Yeah, it's kind of a similar situation to Demaryius Thomas going to the Texans, but Thomas has also been in football shape and been playing with in a team setting for a long time. Bryant has been off the Cowboys now for months, and so it's something to consider that he might not be in quote-unquote football shape. He might have been practicing on his own, don't get me wrong, but you know, between that and the fact that you don't know for sure if he's going to overtake Tre'Quan Smith and Cameron Meredith over at in New Orleans, if they kind of have a timeshare there at WR2, or if maybe Bryant gets the WR2 spot and then Smith gets the WR3, but Smith gets more of the targets, you know what I'm saying? There are a lot of variables that can limit Bryant's potential. But with the defensive attention that's going to likely focus on Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara / Mark Ingram, obviously, when he's in the backfield too, he could very well put up a couple of X's this season, especially considering they're right now very much in the race for the NFC championship game, at least. The Saints looking great in that game against the Rams, 45-35 victory. So Dez Bryant could very well help them get to that point. He's worth a punt play some weeks, depending on the matchup. If he is confirmed to play this week, you know, he might be worth a decent play in your DFS league or something. Like, you're trying to get a cheap option out there. Dez Bryant, maybe. But this week, it's a big question mark. He might be worth a stash, but I would not play him this week. At tight end, I want to talk about another Saint in Benjamin Watson. Even with Dez in the fold, honestly, to me, he holds value as a reliable vertical option for Drew Brees. His rest of season looks favorable when you look at the matchup against tight ends. Watson could definitely help you out if you need a bye week fill-in. He's caught 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games, and we all know how thin the tight end position is in fantasy. So if you really need a fill-in tight end, Watson could be your guy. I definitely consider him. And then let me talk about a defense that you could pick up this week. Defense is something you normally stream, and this week could be no exception to that as well. The 49ers, to me, are a good option, considering the fact that they are playing the Giants, who have allowed 4+ sacks in 3 straight games. The 49ers obviously looking great coming off that big win against the Oakland Raiders. But obviously that's something to keep in mind. It was the Raiders. They've looked awful this season. John Gruden seems lost trying to keep that team together. The Giants definitely have offensive firepower when you look at guys like Odell Beckham Jr., Saquon Barkley, Evan Engram, Sterling Shepard. They have the personnel. The problem is their offensive line. And because their offensive line is in shambles, I think the 49ers have a good floor here this week and are worth playing for Week 10. So if your defense is on bye, consider the 49ers. I think they'd be a decent play. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Far From Fantasy's Week 10 Waiver Wire Pickups. My name is Patrick Caldwell. You're listening to the Triple F Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let me know, you know, through some comments or messages to either this podcast or to our blog or my Facebook page, Patrick Caldwell, NFL Analyst. Let us know what you think. You know, maybe there's somebody I didn't mention that could be a great pickup as well. There are always other people, other insights that you can get into. Like, I could talk about John Ross for the Bengals and how AJ Green's injury could be very much of an asset to get Ross into a lineup eventually. You know, Ross has had his injury bugs over the past couple of years, but if he's healthy, obviously a speed demon, he could be a big vertical asset for them opposite Tyler Boyd. So that's someone that I haven't mentioned that could also be a very good pickup. Let me know who you think would be a good pickup. Like, comment, share my stuff, please. Thank you very much, and have a great day.